Battier tips it out to Chalmers. Wade throws it up to James. The Spurs will not foul. Final seconds. What a finish. It's back-to-back titles for the Heat. The 2013 NBA Championship resides once again in Miami.
Mike Breen with the call there on ABC and ESPN. It's all about LeBron James today. What was once the Big Three is now the James Gang. The Miami Heat is LeBron's team. The NBA is LeBron's league. And today we live on planet LeBron. And what do they speak on this planet?
I work on my game a lot throughout the offseason. I put a lot of work into it. And to be able to come out here and the results happen out on the floor is the ultimate. I'm lost for words.
Lost for words. The 95-88 victory in Game 7 over the San Antonio Spurs makes a second championship out of three finals appearances for the mighty Heat and the King. And in some of the post-game talk, you could hear LeBron's gratitude to the basketball gods.
I'm LeBron James from Akron, Ohio, from the inner city. I'm not even supposed to be here. That's enough. Every night I walk into the locker room, I see a number 6 with James on the back. I'm blessed.
Joining us now, Tim Reynolds, a reporter for the Associated Press down in Miami. Tim, welcome.
Thank you.
Also with us is Joey Palacios, reporter for KSTX in San Antonio, Texas, home of the Spurs. Welcome to you, Joey.
Hello, thank you.
So the Spurs almost pulled this out, I have to say, but in the end, an unstoppable force. So LeBron James, right, Joey?
Yeah, we do have to concede to Miami this time, but it was definitely a fight, you know, 1-1 going all the way into the last game of the finals.
Well, it was definitely an exciting finals. Tim Reynolds, do you think the Miami fans will stay in their seats now next year for the NBA season? They got a second championship there.
No, they won't stay until the end, but it's just a small number of them that tend to leave early. The vast majority will stay, and I expect them to sell every ticket again next season, and probably at all the same demand as this season was. The vast majority stick around. There are a few though that will forever leave early because this is Miami,
and because the traffic is so dreadful around the stadium down there. So, Tim, let's talk a little bit about: is this a sigh of relief or a dynasty for the Heat?
I don't believe it's a dynasty yet. I do think it's a sigh of relief because this was very much a championship or bust season. I mean, and this is what they created in July 2010. They sort of brought a level of unbelievable expectation to themselves, and you know, two times in these three seasons they've lived up to it, and you know, the expectation level will be, of course, the same again next year, that it will be championship or bust for LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley.
Tim Reynolds is a reporter for the Associated Press down in Miami. Joey Palacios, let's finish with you. Talk about unbelievable expectations. The Spurs turned back the clock in these seven games of the finals.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is something that San Antonio itself has wanted for the past 6 years. The last time that we were in the finals was 2007, and we've been here four times before. This was our fifth time, and it's a new feeling because we haven't lost before, so we're kind of in this state of, well, what happens now? But I can guarantee, though, that the Spurs are ready for next season. They're going to be gearing up. The team that was on the floor last night was not the same one that was on game one of the finals, so we can guarantee that next year I think the Spurs will be at least into the playoffs, if not into the Western Conference Finals.
All right, Joey Palacios, reporter for KSTX in San Antonio, Texas, taking some solace there, even though the Spurs did not win the NBA Finals. Joey, thanks so much.
No problem.